But in any case, our first speaker or presenter from the English groups of the United Kingdom, please welcome Gary Stevens.
Okay, good evening. I was speaking in Poland, and Andre asked me in February, would you be interested in beginning an English-speaking Men of St. Joseph? But you see, the Lord had already begun the Men of St. Joseph, but without the name. There was a group of men, about five or six, who were meeting regularly each week, celebrating Mass, the Rosary, Adoration, Bible study, and following various programs. And I contacted, when I arrived back in England, the leader of that group and asked him would he be interested in becoming the first English-speaking Men of St. Joseph in England. And Simon said, yes, because we actually meet in St. Joseph's Parish. So the Men of St. Joseph was formed by Christ 18 months earlier. That group has now grown to about 35 people in two or three locations within the UK, and it's growing as we speak. Early next year, the team will be going to Westminster in London to form the third Men of St. Joseph group. We look at three things: prayer, formation, and mission. The baptism in the Holy Spirit, as Pope Francis says, spread the grace of the baptism in the Holy Spirit. So the Men of St. Joseph in England are a charismatic Men of St. Joseph, made up of ex-prisoners, alcoholics, fighters. Because one of our mission, as Christ said, go out to the streets and welcome the brokenhearted, the downtrodden, the oppressed, the people who are rejected by society. So the Men of St. Joseph in England is made up of a very unlikely body of men, grounded in reality, not somewhere up there lofty, but people on the ground who have experienced hardship and brokenness. And as St. Paul says, he talks about evangelizing in the power of the Spirit, and his weakness is the power of God. So my message today is that the man of St. Joseph has to be a man of brokenness, a man who preaches the gospel from a place of brokenness. Because how can we reach people who are broken if we've not been broken ourselves? This is within the principle of the Men of St. Joseph in England. So we are readily seeking out the lost. It's a criteria that we've set within the principle of reaching out and forming men. Men who are operating in the power and charism of the Holy Spirit. Saint Joseph himself was a man who operated in the charism of the Holy Spirit. He was a man who had prophetic dreams. We are modeling ourselves on Saint Joseph for the church, to serve the church. An extra dimension is the missionary aspect of the Men of St. Joseph. It's not just about acquiring and getting more men to join your group. That is not the objective. The objective for the Men of St. Joseph in England is to form a body of missionary disciples who give themselves away by serving the church. In the providence of God, 2 months after Andre asked me if I'd form the Men of St. Joseph in England, I was asked by Miles Dempsey, the founder of the New Dawn Conference, one of the largest Catholic charismatic Marian conferences in the world, would I take over him when he dies? Miles died in June of this year. So we have conferences in Africa where 200,000 people attend a single event. So the Lord is marrying the men of St. Joseph and the New Dawn Conference, which is spreading around the world, and one is facilitating the other. Let me just give you an example. 500 men in Zambia are waiting for the men of St. Joseph in England to go to Africa and form 500 men as the men of St. Joseph. So the vision and the mission is to go out to the whole world and to equip and form men to serve the church. And with the English group, it's to serve the New Dawn Conference. Amen.
All right, for our next group, we'll have the representation from the United Kingdom of the Polish section. And who was finally delegated to do that? Very good. Come on forward.
Good afternoon. It's a great pleasure to be here. I have to read because my English is not very well. My name is Piotr Zubik, and I represent groups of men of St. Joseph from Polish Catholic Mission in England and Wales. Every man of St. Joseph group belongs to the Polish parishes. Every group counts between 6 to 12 men, which gather together to speak about daily life and reading a Bible and Catholic catechism. We share our life experience and try to improve our daily life by getting more knowledge about Catholic Church teaching. I would like to just shortly share with you with my experience and first encounters with Men of St. Joseph. I was first introduced to Men of St. Joseph by my parish priest. He told me about meetings we have, but I thought it's not for me. And now when I invite many people from the parish or from outside the parish, I hear same answer. Maybe from 200 people, 10 of them say, okay, I will come, but 3 of them will come. But we shouldn't be worried about it. We still supposed to invite people. We still supposed to looking for another man to join our groups. We never should be happy what we have. We always supposed to looking for more men, because they need our meetings, but they are feeling comfortable in their comfort zone, and they don't want to go out from this comfort zone. I hope it was understandable. When I joined to Men of St. Joseph group, I was quite a stressful person. I would never say that I will, after 4 years, I will speak in Rome to the men from around the world. Even... I had even problem to read a Bible during the Mass. but now I do it without any stress. And it's thanks this that I gave to God some little bit more time. I gave to God a little bit more ourselves. And I believe so, that it happened because of this. After 6 months, to my parish at Finchley Central in London, came Donald Turbitt. And after his conferences, I had the thought and argue to open new group of men of St. Joseph in one Polish parish where I know the priest. I was really excited about that idea to open new group. At that time, I have been going for meeting of the group for 6 months. I thought I had enough experience in MSJ group to open new one. I knew guys who could help me. When I went to the priest from the parish in Enfield, where I was trying to open new group, I said, "Father, I don't know what I'm doing here. Maybe Holy Spirit brought me here. I would like to open new group, MSJ, in your parish." Father said, "Do you know what, Piotr? I was praying a couple of years for such group, but I didn't know such group of MSJ men existed." On the first meeting, it was me and other two friends and priest. No one more came, although it was announced after the Mass. Another time, other people started to come. At present, there is some quite strong group. They're counting around 10 men. When I start to talk to my friends about men of St. Joseph and encourage them to open more groups in their parishes, my brothers and I were going to Polish parishes and outside London to give the testimonies and share with our experience of faith and the relation with Jesus Christ. We invited men to watch the film Braveheart or Courageous. Now, because of we don't have enough time for all these things, we just, for example, speak to the priest, and priest announced all this that we're gonna come, and we come in, we give in our testimonies, and after the Mass, we just show the people how to go with this meeting, how to work with books, catechism, Bible, because I just realized with some of my friends that it's very important when the meeting is proper one. Because when we start to spread our meeting for different situation like sports or pubs and so on, it might be, but it's supposed to be outside the meeting on different days. Because we had some experience then, for example, some groups when someone is coming for a meeting to improve his relation to God and someone wanna do completely different things, we lose people. But when we go in on the meeting with proper subjects, which we got in the book, we just make it right. Now in England and Wales, we have 35 groups of men of St. Joseph. We meet together in our parishes twice a month. We have once a year retreat day. This year it will be 1st December in Corbeil. Last year was 50 people. And I just want to say a last sentence. In catechism, I found such sentence. Time to spend on a relationship with God is always time of abundant grace. That's what I wish you guys through these 5 days. Amen.
Our next speaker will have a presentation from the men of Slovenia, for the men of St. Joseph from the group there. The name here is written in 2-point font, so I can hardly even read it, but who is that? All right, come on, thank you.
Good afternoon. My name is Matej Križanić. So normally in Slovenia I don't need paper, but in English it's a little not so easy. So I want to share some things what happened in Slovenia in this time. And the basis of visits by our brother Don Turbit in the past years, we started to form groups for men in the Catholic Church in Slovenia. For some years, this topic has not interested me, although Don always spoke about men and their mission. I remember attending a meeting one spring where I heard an invitation to watch the movie Courageous. After that, I took this film with me on holidays and watched it myself. Then I watched this movie with my wife and some days later with my oldest son, David. Before we finished our vacation, I called my friend and told him that we would start establishing a group for men. It's enough, only 2, 3, or 4 men. Why? Because in the first place, I needed it myself. And it started. In the last 3 years, Group of St. Joseph International were formed in various parishes in Slovenia, so now there are 9 such groups. After a retreat in Vipava Cross in May 2017, the men's movement in Slovenia began to move upwards. New groups started to emerge, and men who wanted to play their role in the family, society, and their own lives came in. A few days earlier, in 2017, we had the first resolution in the Ljubljana Podutik parish. This year, I led my first men's retreat entitled Put Out in Deep Water, Luke 5:4. That was a wonderful experience. God is preparing us all the time to go deeper into the heart of the church, serving God and the church. This year, I ran a large group of young men in Ljubljana between 25 and 35 years, about 20 people, where we are preparing for the resolution. This group began together because of problem in the field of pornography, but God showed the way out of this problem, namely rather having a personal relationship with Jesus. After that, young men experienced a great rebirth. We have big plans in Slovenia for the future, because we would like to have men's groups in each parish. Amen?
Amen?
In parallel with our groups, there are also the men groups coordinated by Jesuit, with whom we cooperate very well. This year, in April 2018, we also had the first annual meeting of men, fathers, and sons in Slovenia, where The Archbishop of Ljubljana, Monsignor Stanislav Zore, was also present. And at the end, I would like to say that one brother from India visited us a few weeks ago and spoke to us about intercession prayer and its power. I feel that men are called to intercede for our families, the church, and the world. We decided that men in this process will be activating in raising another spear in this spiritual battle. This is also the way in which our groups and communities will rejoice with young men who will be able to see God at the work today. Amen.